The Oswego Common Council voted unanimously last night to ban the Bridge Street Run, with councilors saying they want to send a strong message to the city's residents and to SUNY Oswego about the need for a safe city. Bridge Street Run is an event where hundreds of college students gather on the last day of classes for a massive pub crawl along Bridge Street in Oswego. The event dates back to the 1960s and is not sanctioned by the college or the city. Councilor Michael Todd presented two resolutions during last night's meeting, including one to ban the Bridge Street Run. This year's event resulted in nearly 30 arrests for everything from open container violations to public urination. Two students were hit by a trolley near one bar. There were also safety and logistical issues because of the number of people on the street during the event. Todd says there's no reason for the Bridge Street Run to take place in its current form, and a ban will give the college and the city a chance to create a plan.
This is a public safety thing. It's just a matter of time before one of our officers or one of our fire department people is hurt. For 2 years since I've been on the council, I've tried to engage the mayor and tried to engage the council and to come up with a solution before we got to this point. And nobody's wanted to make that action. So now we're going to do it.
Todd's second resolution, which also received full support from the council, allows the city to produce an itemized bill for the city's police, fire, and DPW overtime during the unsanctioned college event and send that bill to the college, SUNY Chancellor Nancy Zimpher, and to the state legislature. Mayor Tom Gillen says he's had several phone conversations with SUNY Oswego President Deborah Stanley and that he will try to find a situation that works for everyone.